From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block, and it's time for some of your comments. A lot of you responded to our story yesterday about an extreme case of road rage in Los Angeles. A driver was convicted of using his car as a deadly weapon against bicyclists. While some drivers expressed something short of rage, at least frustration, Mary Winger of O'Fallon, Illinois, was annoyed with this comment from a cyclist in our story.
When I see the light turn red, I try to race as fast as I can through it because I know I will have a block of peace and quiet where there won't be cars behind me.
Ms. Winger writes, as I listened to your story and highlighted my biggest problem with bike riders, they consistently do not follow the rules of the road. As a result, drivers seldom know what they're going to do. We got a different take all the way from Switzerland, where listener Benjamin Greenstein is spending a sabbatical. He moved from San Diego. Now in Switzerland, he writes, I have not been flicked, high-beamed, honked at, or yelled at once in the 2 months since I arrived. Any of these happen at least one time a day back home. And he continues, saying that Americans turn into incandescent monsters as they sit behind the wheel. Now from bikers and drivers to the infamous car accident involving one world-famous golf star, Ian Milchrist of Las Vegas objected to my chat about Tiger Woods with sports columnist Michael Rosenberg. Rosenberg told us that Tiger's private business should not be our business, despite all the media coverage. Milchrist responds, does he really expect us to believe that the media are to blame for all the attention focused on Tiger Woods? He goes on, the reality is that the spotlight is on Woods precisely because he has become a god in the pantheon of golf. Zeus himself cheated on his wives with the likes of Europa and Semele because he was traveling the world and was treated like, well, a god. And he concludes, what happened in Melbourne or Las Vegas didn't stay in those places because we mortals are always fascinated to discover that the gods really have spikes of clay. If you have comments about our program, you can send them our way at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.